Welcome to Practical, Actionable Marketing, the podcast that brings you practical tips and actionable steps to take your marketing efforts to the next level. Whether you're new to marketing or looking to sharpen your skills, you've come to the right place for real-world tactics that drive results. In this episode, Chris covers email deliverability optimization tactics to help you land in more inboxes.
Hey there, marketers. Welcome to another episode of Practical Actionable Marketing. I'm Chris Spanier, and today we're looking at an issue with email that's become more problematic in recent years: deliverability. It's not fun when your open rates suddenly drop, or even worse, when you discover your carefully crafted emails are ending up in spam folders. So let's talk about ways to fix that. I'm going to walk you through three core areas that should dramatically improve your inbox placement rates, plus give you a quick diagnostic tool you can use right after this episode. First, let's talk authentication. Think of SPF, DKIM, and DMARC, or DMARC, as your email's ID card. Without proper authentication, email providers treat your messages like a stranger trying to get into a private club. SPF tells receiving servers which IP addresses can send mail on your behalf. DKIM adds a digital signature that proves your email hasn't been tampered with. And DMARC ties it all together by telling providers what to do if authentication fails. I know of companies that saw their deliverability jump from 60% to 85% just by implementing these three protocols correctly. If you haven't looked into these yet, find your friendly IT person and ask for their help. Second is list hygiene. And this is where most marketers get squeamish because it means smaller numbers on paper. But this is not where you want to stick your head in the sand. If you're sending to dead or unengaged addresses, it's inviting trouble and can impact your sender reputation and deliverability for the good emails in your list. I often recommend setting up automated bounce management to remove hard bounces immediately. For soft bounces, give them 3 attempts before removal. Another helpful tip? Create engagement-based segments. So if you find that someone hasn't opened an email in 90 days, consider sending them a win-back campaign or else remove them. A smaller engaged list will always outperform a large, unengaged one. Next is content optimization, and this goes beyond avoiding obvious spam words like free or urgent. Modern spam filters are sophisticated. They're looking at your text-to-image ratio, link quality, and even how your HTML is structured. Keep your text-to-image ratio above 60-40. Use established, reputable domains for your links. And here's something most people miss. Test your emails across different email clients before sending. What looks perfect in your email builder might trigger spam filters in Outlook. There's even a growing number of businesses that are reverting back to plain text emails for their outreach to avoid being labeled as marketing messages. Earlier, I mentioned sender reputation. It's like your credit score for email. Every interaction, opens, clicks, spam complaints, bounces, can affect it. So if you're launching from a new domain or even sending from a new IP address, I strongly encourage you to warm it up gradually. Start with your most engaged subscribers and slowly increase volume over 2 to 4 weeks. If you rush this, it's quite possible you're going to tank your reputation and it's a long road back. Time for some friendly homework. I want you to go to mail-tester.com and run one of your recent campaigns through their spam score checker. It'll give you a score out of 10 and specific recommendations for improvement. For bonus points, dig into your last 3 months of email performance and look for any sudden drops in open rates or deliverability. Those are red flags that need immediate attention. That's going to do it for this episode on email deliverability optimization. I'm Chris Spanier, and I'll look forward to seeing you next time.
You've been listening to Practical Actionable Marketing. Today, Chris shared essential tactics for improving email deliverability, from authentication protocols to list hygiene and content optimization. Please consider liking, subscribing, and sharing. And we'll see you next time for more Practical Actionable Marketing.